Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Ve'elu mein ha'krovim, the following are the relatives that are psulei edus. Aviv, your father, va'achiv, your brother, va'achi aviv, your father's brother, va'achi imo, your mother's brother, u'balachoso, your sister's husband, u'balachos aviv, and your father's sister's husband, u'balachos imo, your mother's sister's husband, u'bal imo, and your mother's husband, your stepfather, v'chamiv, and your father in law, the Giso, and your brother in law, Heinu, Bnein, Vechasnehen, Vechargo, Levado. All of the ones that we listed, not only are they Pasul Eidus, but their sons in law are also Pasul Eidus. But Chargo, your stepson alone is Pasul, but not his son and son in law. Am Rabbi Yossi, Zumishnus Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva taught. Of Mishnah Rishona, but originally they had taught Dodo Bendo Dovakolaroy Liarsho, that your uncle and your first cousin and anyone who could yarshin, who stands to yarshin him, Kolaroy Liarsho is a new thing. That's a continuation of Rabbi Akiva. That's not part of the Mishnah Rishona. Meaning all relatives on the father's side are psule edus, but relatives on the mother's side are kasha le edus, because Achi Imo is not Roy Liarsho. He's ra'uti biyoresh Achi Imo, but the Achi Imo is not being ra'uti yarshin him, so he's possible to be made for him. But in the other direction, it's going to be kasha le edus. That's and all these krovim, if they're related at that time, but if they were once related, like a son-in-law, and then they're no longer related because the guy's the wife died before he saw this edus, so then he becomes kosher again because they're not related anymore. But if they already had children, so I already have grandchildren from this son-in-law, even if the guy's man's daughter, meaning son-in-law's wife, died, but he's still considered related to the son-in-law through the grandchildren. Mishnah Hey, Ha'oiv Asoni, someone who you really love, you really hate. Oiv is also Pasul Eidos. Oiv Zushu Shvino, son of Kol Shel Dibra Mashal Shem Be'eva, and Oiv means someone who you would have as your groomsman at your wedding, and Asoni is anyone who you don't speak to him for 3 days because you're angry at him. So Chama said, "Nah, we're not going to assume that Jewish people would testify falsely about other Jewish people because of some personal vendetta they have against each other." So to review what we did today in Mishnah Dalet, we discussed who the relatives are that are Pasul Eidos, and we said that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Mishnah Rishona, whether we include Dodo, Uben Dodo, and we said that if someone used to be a relative but is no longer a relative, they're kosher, unless they're still, Rabbi Yudad said, unless there are children from that marriage that has since ended, which keep them connected to each other. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if an Oev and a Sone could be Psulei Eidos, but the Chum disagreed, and they said, Jewish people would not testify falsely just because of their own personal issues with the other party. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav.